being that today is Tu Be'av, which was a day that many marriages were arranged in the olden days, so we'll say one interesting halakha regarding marriage. There's an interesting Gemara Pesachim on Daf Mem Tet. The Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon taught, Kol Se'uda She'ena Shel Mitzvah En Talmid Chacham Rashay Lehanot Memena. Any se'uda that's not a se'uda of a mitzvah, it's not a festive meal that's a mitzvah, a hacham should not partake in it. So the Gemara asks, Kegon Mai, what's an example of a se'uda that's not considered shel mitzvah? Amar Rav Yochanan, Kegon Bat Kohen Li Yisrael. The Gemara says, for example, if the daughter of a Kohen marries Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, what's so bad about that? So the Gemara says, because Rabbi Yochanan taught, En zivugan ode yafeh. That bar minan, it can be problematic. The Gemara says, what? What are you talking about? Amarif chazda, almana, or gerusha, or zera illa, koverto, meviyato lidi ariyut. The Gemara goes the whole list of things, of negative results that can take place if a Yisrael marries a Kohenet. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We learned from the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that anybody that attaches himself to the Zera of Aharon, that marries Bet Aharon, on the contrary, becomes wealthy, he becomes successful. So the Gemara concludes there's a difference. If the person is an Ama'aris, if the person is an ignoramus, ignoramus meaning he doesn't learn Torah, he's Mehalel Shabbat, he doesn't keep the Torah and the Mitzvot, he doesn't learn, then bar minan, it's dangerous to get involved in marrying a Kohenet. However, if a person is a Tamid Chacham, on the contrary, it's a zechut to attach himself to the Zera Baharon, and Kol Sheken will have tremendous amount of success in Beracha. The question is, does this Gemara still have applicability bizman hazeh? Actually, Maran in Ibn HaEzer, in Siman Bet Se'if Het, is posek. Ama'ares lo yisa kohenet ve'im nasa en zivugan ola yafeh aval tamid chacham shenose kohenet hareze na'e umshubach Torah v'kehuna b'makom echad. So Maran is posek bezman hazeh, halacha applies. Chacham Ovadia in Yahaveh Da'at makes three levels in order to understand this halacha and its practicality. He says if a person learns every day for at least an hour and he's involved in Torah, Mitzvot, and Chesed, he has nothing to worry about. It's a mitzvah for him to marry a Kohenet and the Beracha of the Gemara will come true. If he's at the other extreme, where he's total Ama'aris, Mehalel, Shabbat, doesn't follow any of the laws, he says be careful. Already they shouldn't advise him to marry the daughter of a Kohen. But if the guy is a regular Balabayit, if the guy's a regular businessman, he reads a little, maybe he doesn't read at all, but he keeps the mitzvot, and he's religious, we'll call it, then he says it's pav. Which means the berachav, wealth, is not going to happen, but all the negativities that are written also won't happen. So therefore, a regular balabayit pashut, that is considered religious on our standards, let's say, that would be permissible for him to marry Bat Kohen. However, he's not going to be privy to the berachot that are written. But Ama'aris, as we said, should think twice. It's another incentive, gentlemen, not to be Ama'aris.